This podcast is sponsored by the book, The Concept, A Critical and Honest Look at God and Religion, by Bo Bennett, PhD. Challenge your beliefs and explore faith through science and reason. Discover more at godtheconcept.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. We are ready for another deep dive.
Yeah.
And today we're going to be looking at the book of Colossians.
Okay.
But with a bit of a twist, right?
Right.
We're not coming at this from a purely religious perspective.
Right.
We're putting on our, like, secular and skeptical hats.
Yes.
And seeing how this ancient text kind of, you know,
holds up.
Yeah, holds up in light of...
in the modern world.
Modern understanding and all that.
Absolutely, yeah.
So this should be interesting, huh?
It's really fascinating because Colossians is often read, you know, in churches and stuff where it's themes of, you know, unity and hope.
Right.
But it also contains these passages that are really hard to
yeah.
square with modern views.
Oh, absolutely. And I think one of the most, like, in-your-face examples of this yeah. is in Colossians 3.22 through 4.1,
okay.
where it straight up tells slaves to obey their masters.
Yeah.
And it's just like, whoa.
It's a huge disconnect, right?
It's a huge disconnect.
But, like, from our modern perspective, that's just so jarring. And, you know, obviously we have to try to understand it in uh-huh. its historical context, you know. Slavery was, sadly, very common back then.
Yeah. This is how things were.
But even so,
yeah.
the fact that it doesn't, like, outright condemn slavery,
yes,
that's troubling to a lot of people.
It makes you wonder about the whole idea of a just God, you know?
It's like
if this is supposed to be the word of a loving, perfect being,
right?
How can it just accept something so obviously wrong?
It's a big question.
It is.
And there have been, like, a lot of attempts to sort of reconcile this, right?
Yeah.
Some scholars will point out that the passage is more focused on
yeah.
the inner attitude of the slave. Like, it urges them to serve with sincerity, you know, even in tough situations.
Even though they're being horribly mistreated, basically.
Right. And others argue that it's more about, like, subverting the system from within
okay.
by emphasizing ethical treatment.
I guess I can see that.
Yeah.
But it still feels a bit iffy to me. And then there's that other passage in Colossians 3.18,
uh-huh.
the one about wives submitting to their husbands.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. That one's even harder to swallow.
I know. Especially these days.
Right. Talk about outdated. This whole idea of submission is just like
yeah.
so archaic.
It really clashes with our modern ideas about gender equality. And
oh, absolutely.
You know, partner.
Exactly. It's like a relic from a completely different time.
It is.
Which I guess it is, but still.
Right.
And if we're already questioning these social teachings from Colossians, then what about the stuff that goes against modern science?
Like what?
Well, like in Colossians 1:1-17,
okay.
it says that all things were created through and for Christ.
Yes.
I mean, how do you square that with, like, the Big Bang and evolution?
That's a great point.
It's like these two completely different origin stories.
Right. If you take the creation narrative in Colossians, literally,
yeah,
it doesn't really line up with what science tells us.
Not even a little bit.
No, not at all.
And this kind of leads into another point the source material brings up.
Okay.
The whole problem of evil thing.
Oh, right.
So if Christ is supposed to be this...
all-powerful.
Yeah, all-powerful and all-good being.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there so much suffering in the world?
That's a big one.
It is. You've got earthquakes, diseases, wars...
Famines.
I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
It's hard to wrap your head around.
It really is. It's a classic theological dilemma.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. People have been wrestling with this for centuries.
Huh.
Like, if God is all-knowing and all-good,
right.
why would he let these terrible things happen?
Exactly.
There are a lot of different theories about it.
Oh.
Some people say it's because of free will, yeah. you know, that God gave us the choice to do good or bad.
Yeah, that's...
And some say it's all part of a bigger plan that we just can't understand.
So, no easy answers then.
Not really.
Figures.
But it's a question that makes you think.
It really does.
About, you know, the big stuff.
Like the meaning of life and all that.
Exactly.
Heavy stuff.
It is.
And speaking of thought-provoking ideas, there's one more point from the source material that I wanted to bring up.
Okay, sure.
It's about how Colossians presents Christ as, like...
the only way.
Yeah, the only way to salvation.
Right.
But how does that fit in with our modern world, you know,
yeah.
where we have so many different beliefs and spiritual paths?
Mm-hmm.
It feels kind of exclusive, doesn't it?
It does. Almost like saying everyone else is wrong.
Exactly. And I think that's a really important thing to think about, especially these days when we're trying to be more inclusive and respectful of everyone's beliefs.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, where do we go from here? Can Colossians still speak to us in the 21st century, or is it just, you know, a product of its time? What do you think?
That's a really interesting question. I think ultimately it's up to each individual to decide, you know?
Yeah.
What resonates with them, what they take away from it.
I guess so.
But what I find fascinating is that even though it was written so long ago, it still has this power to make us think about these big, important questions.
It does, doesn't it?
It's pretty amazing.
It is. It's like this little window into a totally different worldview.
Exactly.
And it forces us to confront our own assumptions about the world.
For sure.
So what do you guys listening think?
Yeah.
How does all of this sit with you? Do these ideas from Colossians still resonate? Or do they feel completely outdated?
Let us know.
We'd love to hear your thoughts.
And maybe this will even inspire you to check out some other ancient texts.
Totally. And see what kind of questions they raise for you.
Exactly.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
See you next time.
See ya.